Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, man. Good morning.
Manager of the Royals joins us once again here on 610 Sports Radio. And Bob, I'll let you start today because you were very, very confused as to what was happening last night.
Yeah, I want to know, Matt, was Mike Myers better on the mound in Austin Powers or in Wayne's World?
Great question. I'll take the mound last night.
He was really good last night. When you went out to see him and took him out of the game, did you lose your mojo?
I did not. You guys are just way more clever than I am. I need to think of that stuff. That would have been good. Although he's fairly young to probably even know what that was. So I'll have to ask him today.
I never even thought about that. Yeah, like when Wayne's World and Austin Powers were out, he was probably like not born yet, right?
Or Wayne's World for sure, because that was early 90s.
Yeah.
So that's 30 years ago at least. I don't know about Austin Powers a little more recent, but still dating ourselves.
No doubt, man. I didn't even really thanks, Matt, for making us all feel old this morning. When did you get to that level, though? Because I've been doing this since I got out of college. The first team that I covered was the San Antonio Spurs, and that was 1999. And all those guys, David Robinson, Tim Duncan, like, wow, this is pretty cool. They were all older than me. And then at one point in time, I became that old guy in the room and everybody else was younger than me. When did you kind of have that moment? You're like, I'm no longer the young kid around here anymore.
Yeah. I mean, it's been like a constant evolution, but you know, like when you, that kind of thing, like you're talking about when you quote a movie and you realize the person you quoted it to wasn't alive when you, you know, that kind of does it. But it happens every day now.
I think it was for me.
Now I just get angry and say, you can stream it now somewhere. Go find it.
Yeah,
you know?
Go find it. Actually, for me, it was our old producer, Steven Spector, who's now our boss. He didn't know Cheers, Matt. I mean, like, he looked at us like we had 16 heads and still won't watch. I'm like, how do you not know Cheers?
Know.
He goes, I was born in such as. I'm like, so? We all watched I Love Lucy, and then I realized when we grew up, we had three channels, and one of them was always dedicated to I Love Lucy.
Well, it just happened to me the other day. Somebody came in the dugout and said, one day at a time. And I said, did you ever see that show? And then I realized there was a 0% chance that they saw it. And then I said, well, maybe it's somewhere online you could go look for it, but maybe on YouTube or something. But yeah, that just happened like 2 days ago.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love it. One day at a time.
Drop the Schneider reference and the kid looked at you like, what?
Yeah.
No idea, Skip. Moved on.
So he was pretty good last night, right? I mean, you got kind of what you needed out of him. What did you see out of Mike Myers?
What I saw was a ton of strikes. I mean, that was the epitome of what Brian and the pitching guys talk about raiding the zone and being efficient. You know, a lot of the outs were in three pitches or less. You know, and he had been on like a 75-80 pitch type count or limit, not limit, but that's where he had been in AAA. And then we shortened him up in San Diego to only throw 35 pitches or something in those two plus innings. So getting the 80 plus out of him last night was about all we could expect or hope for. And he definitely delivered that. We needed those innings big time.
You said it's what, you know, Brian and the pitching guys have talked about, like raiding that zone. Why is it so complicated to get guys to throw strikes?
Well, it's not complicated. It's more so that, you know, when you get out on the mound, other things run through your head. Some guys think about the hitter. Some guys think about mechanics. Some guys, you know, it's not as easy to just throw a strike for everyone as you would just say, oh, throw a strike. Otherwise, everybody would do it. You know, I mean, the overall strike percentage in the big leagues is somewhere around, you know, high 50s to 60. So you figure that's 40% of the pitches that aren't. Now, some of those are intentionally out of the zone, but it's not that easy when you're max efforting something up there to just throw it over the plate, because you're always worried about the result of a hitter too.
Sticking with pitching, sounds like close to seeing Daniel Lynch again here. And what's the latest on our guy, Brad Keller?
Well, start with Brad. He had a really clean MRI, which was good. You know, he had that shoulder fatigue. So we had to get that checked out. So he started not yesterday, but the day before, playing catch again. So that was a relatively short shutdown, and now we'll just have to build him back up responsibly. And, you know, you can put a little calendar together, but until you actually go out there and do it and see how he feels day to day, you know, we won't really know. But, yeah, so hopefully that all progresses quickly for him and he hasn't been shut down that long. Lynch had a great outing yesterday in Omaha, six innings, 61 pitches, something like that. He had to throw some extra in the bullpen to get his pitch count up and an extra up. So we'll see how he feels today when he comes in, and we'll get together when we get to the park and put a plan together for him.
You know, we spend all this time talking about like the Lynch and Bubich and Singer, all those kind of those first round picks. And then, you know, the guy who went last night was a guy that probably wasn't on the radar for a lot of fans when we kind of came into the season. Just give us a little background on where this guy came from, and you being with Tampa and Cleveland, like it's okay to find pitchers that aren't number one draft picks that can do some things for you.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, you have a 13-man pitching staff on any given day during the season, but I mean, over the course of the year, you're going to use 20, 25, 30 pitchers. I mean, between injuries and guys being overused, you know, having to freshen up the bullpen or for whatever reason, you know, trades and other kinds of things too, or guys just not performing and they get sent down, whatever it is, you're going to need depth. And Mike is exactly that kind of guy. Now, the fans might not know. For the last, I think it was 2021, 22, somewhere in that range. I mean, he had over 100 appearances for the Angels. He pitched high leverage, you know, seventh, eighth inning role for the Angels. He's not a guy that just showed up out of nowhere. We thought highly of him in the offseason and signed him to a minor league deal, fully expecting that at some point he was going to help us.
Did you expect him in that starter role, or did you kind of expect him just, hey, whatever we need on a Tuesday, you're going to do?
Well, no, once we got into spring training and saw how things were unfolding and, you know, he had interest in starting, he started in the past. So, you know, he felt capable of doing it. He was interested. We talked to him about it. They built him up, and he's been starting in AAA. So, you know, going into this, you know, signing him in the offseason, he's kind of that guy that can be a hybrid starter reliever, but he has definitely been starting and he has embraced that role.
Guys, would he know the Halloween movies?
Yeah.
I mean, that franchise has never really ended. So it'd be more likely he'd know Michael Myers from Halloween, I think.
Probably so.
Yeah. We can revisit with him in his next start.
Yeah, his next start. Yeah, five days from now. Yeah.
We'll get all the Halloween jokes instead of the Austin Powers jokes.
So when you have a guy like that who's a minor league free agent, doesn't make a ton of money, like I guess I'm trying to ask the roundabout way of like, how vital is that to an organization like the Royals to have somebody that's not making any money, so to speak?
Hidden gems,
yeah. Stepping up. Like, how many of those guys do you need to find?
Well, like, you know, you can't really put a number on it because you just don't know about injuries and performance issues and trades and stuff like that. But, I mean, generally, if you look at a five-man starting rotation, you're looking at 8 to 9 guys that are probably going to make starts for you during the year, you know, at a minimum. So you're thinking about whether that's a prospect in the minor leagues that's coming up or a non-roster guy, one or the other. I mean, there's going to be a bunch of people that make starts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously. And this is, again, a guy that's, you know, kind of low on that pay scale, and to see something like that, like, I don't know, it just kind of gets like the juices flowing. You get a little excited when you see somebody that you weren't counting on go out there and you go, dang, maybe we've been sleeping on this guy, or maybe baseball's been sleeping on this guy.
Well, I mean, you know, the you think about the people that fans identify with, and rightly so, you know, the Salvies are in the past here, you know, the Hosmers and those kinds of guys.
Mm-hmm.
But the game of baseball, Major League Baseball, is made up far more of people that fans don't generally know, because they are journeymen, or they play 2 to 4 years or whatever in the big leagues, and they don't become household names. But that doesn't mean they're not talented players, because to get to the major league level, you have to have a tremendous amount of ability. And, you know, we don't want to write somebody off just because we don't know their name, that they don't have ability. And Mike is a very talented pitcher, and he showed that last night.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, Matt, because we all see names. We go, oh, God, we got to get that guy. Like, we do it with the Chiefs all the time. Like, DeAndre Hopkins, got to get him here to Kansas City. We know his name, right? And that's why, you know, we're not doing the scouting and development kind of stuff, because there's a lot of guys that we don't know out there. Another name that we do know, and you just mentioned him, was Eric Hosmer. Is there any spot for Eric here in Kansas City? Not as an everyday guy, but as somebody who can be that, come sit on my knee and let me regale you a tale about yesteryear type stuff.
I don't know about that. I mean, I have not discussed that with anybody, but I mean, if you just take a quick look at the roster, you know, and we have Vinny and Prado playing first and DHing, you know, I would imagine my initial reaction would be no, but you know, I don't think, you know, the unfortunate thing, or, you know, you have roster limitations too. So, You bring somebody in that, in your, what you're talking about, is not as an everyday player that's going to take somebody else's spot that needs the at bats or needs the innings pitched. So that's the kind of thing you have to balance.
Yeah, I'm just talking about more of like that veteran presence guy that, you know, you got a lot of young guys that can kind of lead by whatever, you know, rah rah stuff you want to say, but just to, hey, I was here a couple of years ago and we were able to win. Just kind of get these guys over that hump, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, I understand your point, but I don't know if that's not like a designated roster spot,
right?
You know, like, as we don't have a spot for the tale teller, you know, that kind of thing, you know, and not to take away anything from Hosmer and his career, obviously a tremendous major league career. But we haven't even discussed that at all, but you know, just then you asking that question, the first thing that goes to mind is, you know, we're playing two young guys, in Vinny and Prado at first, and they DH, and, you know, it does not seem like it would be a natural fit.
Okay. All right, get that rubber game tonight. Looking forward to the pitching matchup with – I am always looking forward to Zach and
Zach.
What he's deciding he's going to do next. It's always kind of fun. Thanks, Skip.
All right, guys, have a good day.
Take care.
Matt Cotrero, the Royals manager, joins us each and every Wednesday at 9 o'clock.
I hate getting old. Like, so, he's like, I don't even know if he's going to know what Austin Powers is.
Someone texted in during the thing. He wouldn't know, like, Shrek? How old are we? like
Shrek. He may know Shrek, too.
Yeah. Like, Shrek, anything? Anything with Mike Myers in it?
Nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Love that, though. Guy comes out the dugout one day at a time. Do you ever see that? Oh, no. Never mind. It's worse for him. He's around kids every day.
Yeah, right.
Every day.
We just have our
kids. Could you imagine if we were like, well, I mean, shudder to thought, like teachers?
Oh, God, no.
And we're dropping all these references and you'll get dumb looks all the time.
Huh?
We can at least get a few of them. You guys understand.
Right.
That's my goal.
That's it.
Yeah.
Every once in a while.
Everybody is younger than you. Have you seen One Day at a Time? Excuse me?
Yeah. What? Yeah, where? You know, Schneider.
That night, I don't know if we have a spot for a tale teller.
Yeah.
Maybe baseball should look into that. It's just like a flex position in your fantasy team.
Tale
like,
teller.
You can get,
look, you might be.
You can get whatever. But that's what I said about Hosmer. It was less about his performance and more about positional. The position's full.
Yeah,
there's not a spot.
It is. There's no question the position.
If he played
full.
At a different position, maybe you could make the case. But you got two. Two guys you like that are almost sharing the position right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I get it. It's not, you know, oh, you got to come in here and take at bats or whatever the case may be. I just feel like as many relevant guys that were here when this team was good, it's good to bring back and have them have an impact on this ball club right now.
Yeah.
We see it in college all the time. They bring back the old guys, right? Most of them are 26. They go back to college. Hey! Or you go back to your high school team. Yeah. You know, tell them the stories of when you guys won. You know, I don't know. Yeah. Sometimes it's better than hearing it from the coach. That's all.
Well, he can still do that. He just can't play.
He just can't play.
Call in.
We have a Zoom session with
Haas. Not a spot to play. Last weekend's sensation got an awesome phone call that we all should be jealous of. We'll get to it next.